Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
I have no pants on.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Actually, I do have pants on. I was just kidding. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the one in the middle. That's how you can pick me out of a lineup. I'll be the one in the middle. Usually is the way it works out. How are you today? Good to be with you. I'll be entertaining you for the next half hour. And then some, and maybe not. I don't know. I have no idea. How are you? You doing all right? Yeah, you're looking okay. Except for that little tiny blemish on the side of your face. The hell is that? Have that checked out. Seriously. That could be something. Well, have you looked in the mirror today, by the way? How long does it take you in the morning before you look at yourself in the mirror? How many things do you do before you actually look up and see yourself in the mirror? And then you say, ooh, there's something not good here. Maybe I should have some plastic surgery. I think at one point in our lives, we've all looked at ourselves in the mirror and said, this is not good. I'm not seeing something I like. I need to make my nose smaller. I need to take one of my eyebrows and raise it about a quarter of an inch. That chin of mine, oh my God, it's like pointing down to my feet. What's with my chin? Do you ever get that feeling that you want to have something taken care of? I know some people that have had plastic surgery. I don't know what plastic surgery is. I think they take some plastic and they mold it onto your face like a Mr. Potato Head. I'm not sure. I don't know if plastic surgery actually involves plastics. I'm supposed to be spending most of my life trying to get away from plastics and using paper instead. But some people have surgery to have plastic put into their face. I don't know how that works. I do know a lot of people who have had Botox injections. They inject Botox into your face at various locations. I'm sorry. But no, I don't need to look puffier than I am. Thank you very much. It's just amazing to me that some people say, you know, my lips aren't fat enough. I would like to inject something into my lips so that my lips are puffy and it constantly looks like I was stung by a bee. People with real puffy lips, I don't think that they're like looking sexy. I think that they're looking puffy. There's like, oh, what happened to you? Are you all right? You're all puffed up. Are you okay? You don't look well. It's the opposite effect when I see someone's had a lot of work done on their face. And it's interesting because people who have had a lot of plastic surgery, the surgery of the plastics, they think they look, it's a psychological, they walk around like they look wonderful. But believe me, people are looking at you like, what did you do to yourself? Here's the problem. You literally cannot have plastic surgery or have hair implants or anything like that if you've already seen people. And when I say seen people, I mean just be seen in public by people, because those people are going to see, hey, didn't you not have hair yesterday and today you have a full head of hair? Am I getting this wrong? No, obviously this gigantic change has taken place. Mary, you didn't have boobs yesterday. You were rather flat-chested, as I recall. By comparison, now you have these two party balloons under your clothing. What's up? What did you do? See, it doesn't work. It doesn't work unless you're meeting a stranger. Unless you're moving to another town, you know? Yes, I live in New Jersey, and I'll be moving to California, so they don't know me there, so I can have a complete makeover, and they'll think that's who I am. But if you've seen anybody at all, like a neighbor, or a coworker, or a girlfriend, or boyfriend, or anything, or you go into a restaurant where they go, hey, Bob, how you doing? Hey, Bob, what's with that chin thing? It doesn't work. Then you're just a freak. Then you're just somebody who is very superficially odd. Because we're supposed to live with what we get. If we all lived with what we had, things wouldn't be so difficult. I'll give you another example, and I've talked about it before. Women wear makeup. Men don't. There was a time in history when men actually wore makeup. I know, a little uncomfortable, but that's because that's a society that we're in now. But at one point, men wearing makeup was very acceptable. Now it's not, really, at all, unless you're on TV or you're in the theater. Otherwise, no. But women are constantly wearing makeup to adjust their faces. I'm so sick of talking about this, but I just find it so fascinating that women actually put on a face. And that is actually indeed what they call it. Yes, I'll meet you in 10 minutes. I have to put my face on. Oh, you don't have a face on at all, huh? Oh, wow. You're just blank skin in the front of your head. I got to put a face on. Today I think I'll put a face on. Happy. I think I'll draw on a happy smile today. And I think I make my eyebrows slanted down a little bit in the middle so that I look concerned about something. I'll put on that face today. Women basically are clowns, not personality-wise, but makeup-wise. They first put on a foundation. It's like building a house. We got to lay the foundation, then we'll put the first floor, we'll cement the basement. It's the same thing. I had to put a foundation on my face first, which would be the canvas. That's like just painting the canvas. And then we'll start working on the face. We'll put on the basics, you know, and we'll get rid of the freckles and all the blemishes and all that. We'll cover that up with the paint. And then let's see. Then we'll do some drawing. We'll draw on some eyebrows. Nice big thick ones today, huh? I'm in a mood for a big thick eyebrow today. Ooh yeah. Do that, and then I'll put on. I want to accent my mouth, so everybody knows I have a mouth. I'm gonna get some really red lipstick, make it look like I'm bleeding on my lips. We'll do that. You know, my eyes just don't pop. They don't pop. So I'm going to make them pop. We're going to get some eyebrow pencil. We'll put that on top of the painting of the eyebrows that I did. The joy of painting. Let's make those eyelashes longer. I'm going to put these fake eyelashes on and make me look like a butterfly landed on my face. And then we're going to let's see what else we can do. Let's take some let's do some more eye makeup. Let's outline the eye like we're in a 1920s black and white newsreel movie. Yeah, let's accent the eyes and draw around the eyes carefully. And then we'll take some of those colored lenses and pop them right on top of our iris. I think I want blue eyes today. Let's do that. All right. Yeah. Okay. I think we're done painting the face. We'll let that dry for a while. Let's frame the face. Let's see. Let me go to my ears here. I like my ears and stuff, but I don't have anything dangling from them. Let's put a chandelier on both ears. Some people call them drop earrings. They're chandeliers, let's face it. I want things to hang from my ears. How about that? How about that? How about a whole thing to accent the side of my head? That'd be pretty cool. Some people actually go as far as to put little rings and jewelry through their lips and through their nostrils. That's always handy, and a little shower curtain rings. And you know what? You know, I know my body is a canvas because I've just painted my face. I've done a little Rembrandt on my head here. You know what? I'm going to get some tattoos. I'm going to start painting various things on my body. Let's see what I can do here. Let me put the name of my girlfriend on my arm, hoping that I never break up with her, because if I do, I'm kind of screwed when I meet another girl.
Hey, wait a minute. It says Betty on your arm. I'm not Betty. I'm Veronica. You bastard.
Oh, yes. Well, there was a time in my life that I was really stupid. That's what people with tattoos say. There was a time in my life and I was very stupid. Oh, okay. Good advertisement. Good advertisement. Hey, everybody. I was stupid at one time in my life, all over my body. There's nothing wrong with tattoos. I'm just saying you're a walking billboard of stupidity, of stuff that you did in the past, but I didn't really mean to do it. Yeah, I got to get rid of this tattoo. I liked it at the time, but can't erase it. Found out I can't erase it that easily. It's like a written diary of your life all over your body. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why you would do something like that. I mean, it's on some people looks okay and other people not. But we use our bodies as billboards. We really do. And ladies, you just, I mean, personally, are you asking me personally? Did you ask me something personally? Personally, I don't care for makeup. And when I see a woman without any makeup and yet she's attractive, that's a real person. Yeah. We haven't even talked about the boobs yet. The need to make the boobs larger. The need to make the boobs smaller. To adjust your boobs. Boob adjustment. It's like going to a TV set and adjusting the contrast and the hue. But we don't stop with the boobs, do we? No. Now we're going to the butt. People feel that their butt isn't big enough. I need a bigger butt. Okay. All right. Do you realize that there are people complaining that their butts are too big? And you want a bigger butt after you've finished, like, exploding your lips? Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to make my butt bigger. Men like the big butt. Not all of them, honey. Not all of them. You're taking your chances. I don't know. I don't know why we try to adjust our body so much. I really don't. If people just appreciated what they had in front of them, it would make life so much easier and less expensive. How much money do you spend on beauty products, women? Men too. Well, men care, but they don't know what to do about it. They care for a minute, and then they don't, because of the rest of the men don't care. Men who live in like New York City and, you know, Wall Street and all that, they care about how they look. They do. They have to look good because that's just the environment. But if you're in an environment where nobody cares, I don't think people in trailer parks in Arkansas, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. I'm really talking about that. I don't think that they're putting on faces and foundations on their face every day. And I don't think men who live in Arkansas in trailer parks, and again, nothing wrong with that. I don't think they're going out and looking at three-piece suits and saying, I really can't go out today. I haven't groomed myself yet. I don't think they don't think about that. But people in urban areas, I can't go out looking like that. I can't go out looking like that. Especially if you have a wife or a girlfriend. You going to wear that? You're actually going to wear that? We're going out to a restaurant and you're going to wear that? And men's responses are always the same. Yeah, what's wrong with it? Oh, I'm not going with you if you're going to wear that. It's all the same. Everybody's the same person in that sense. Yeah, it's what we do. It's how we live our lives. You know, there's nothing wrong with adjusting your body, but if you do it for other people, that's not really good. If you do it for yourself, it's acceptable. Because life is making yourself feel good about yourself. Because when you feel good about yourself, you're more successful. Your life is happier. But if you spend your entire life trying to make other people happy, you're on a mission to hell. It ain't going to work. Because people don't care. People have different opinions of things. You can't live through other people. Unless you're a stand-up comedian. All right. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program, which is coming up rather soon. Yeah. How are you? You all right? Yeah. It's a hot day yesterday. And I produced sweat. Yeah, I did. I produced sweat. I don't like to produce sweat. It's like my body's telling me something's wrong. We're going to start excreting things. Yeah, we're going to start excreting. I'm sorry. Things are not good. It's one thing to be chilly and put on another sweater. It's another thing when your body just starts sweating and exuding liquids. It's just not, you know, something's not good. You got to take care of that. That's why I don't like the summer. Can't do much about it. It's too hot outside. We'll go into an air conditioner. Okay, that'll cost $10,000 a minute. I don't know. I don't care for the summer. I really don't. I'm not a summer kind of guy. I can't go to the beach. I can't. Do you know what's at the beach? Other people in mass quantities. Did you see that? Yeah. There's hundreds of other people lying on sand next to you, people you don't know, hundreds of them, lying there. It just doesn't make any sense. What the hell's going on here? What the hell's... Look, all these people just lying on the beach, not doing anything. What's going on? What happened? Was it a social catastrophe? No, it's just hundreds of strangers lying next to you on the sand. Okay. And some of them don't look so good. No, they're not wearing clothes. I thought that's why they invented clothes to cover people up, because you don't want to see that stuff, you know? It's interesting. It's interesting. See, I'm a man. I don't know if you could tell by the voice, but I'm a man. And I find all women attractive. And if they don't have many clothes on, that's nice. But seeing other men without any clothes on, nothing but a bathing suit, that's odd to me. That's something I don't want to see. It makes me uncomfortable. I have neighbors where I live, and sometimes while I'm walking my dogs, I'll stop and have conversation, vapid, ridiculous, stupid, superficial conversation. But we're both fully dressed in clothes, pants, etc. I can't imagine having the same conversation with somebody, another guy, and all they have on is a bathing suit. I can't imagine that conversation having any relevance to anything. Well, how do you feel about the social economic situation? No, it's horrible. It's a horrible thing. We must invest in the prosperity of human life, and the devastation and the economic inequalities are just horribly pungent in our lifestyle. By the way, would you mind putting some pants on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I can't have a conversation like that.
All right, my guest follows momentarily. We're going to take a short commercial break. I don't know if my conversation today has changed your life in any way. It's not supposed to, because it really doesn't matter a hell of a lot.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her. So live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Lauren Ulrich joins us now. She's General Manager and Vice President of Robotics. Oh my God, that's impressive. She's with Husqvarna. And wow, I don't know anybody that does that. That's wonderful. We're talking about something that, you know, makes sense to me when I've heard about it. I know about the robots that clean your carpet, you know, and bump all around and do that, and then someday your carpet is clean. And I thought, well, what a wonderful idea if I didn't have to mow my lawn all the time. You actually came up with this.
Yeah, well, Husqvarna has been running the auto mower for over 25 years, but now in North America, we have them available, and you can control it with an app, or your Google Home, or your Amazon Alexa.
How come we haven't heard about it here in the country like this?
You know, I think that we've been really focused on the market in Europe, and the Husqvarna auto mower there is just, you know, cuts everyone's grass, but we're excited to bring it to North America now that we've got the ability to do so.
Wow. Gee, how is it powered?
It is battery powered, so it charges in a charging station hooked to the outside of your home, and then it goes out and cuts the grass and comes back in when it's ready to recharge, and then gets back to work.
And I don't have to pour gasoline into it. Oh my God!
Correct. Yeah.
Where were you when I needed you?
We're still available. You can still purchase. Don't worry.
Wow. What size yard is recommended?
So we have 8 different models based on the size of your yard and type of grass. So you can go anywhere from the smallest yard where you just have a little patch of grass all the way up to, you know, on most of our mowers, we can do about 1.25 acres. It cuts every day or every other day, however you want to set it. And it gives you the perfect lawn 24/7 because it just continuously cuts really small pieces of grass.
Uh-huh.
Normally, if you wait until, you know, Sunday and spend 3 hours cutting a week's worth of grass, all that stays on your lawn.
Right.
But with the really small pieces that you do every day, they go back in as fertilizer and make your lawn look perfect.
Yes. What about if you don't have a fence? How does that work?
That's okay. So we lay a wire or, you know, if you want to self-install, similar to, you know, an invisible fence. So it knows exactly where to go, what to avoid, where your yard stops, where your driveway starts. So you don't have to worry about having a fence for the auto mower to properly cut your yard.
Oh, my God. This is wonderful. Is the wire visible so you don't trip over it and that kind of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay. What about inclement weather?
It mows rain or shine. So you can have it out there in the rain. No big deal. We also have on the app where it can be integrated with a weather service, so you can program it to go back into its charging station if there is going to be bad weather. But I run mine in the rain, and it's no big deal.
Oh, my God. So how long would it take to do like a, let's say, a like a 20-square-foot kind of backyard kind of deal?
You know, I think it varies on how many things it has to go around, right. But it'll run for, depending on the model, about 2.5 hours, go in and charge for an hour and then come back out. But it does continuously cut. So you can run it, you know, and until grass grows, it won't be cutting anything. And then as soon as it has even a speck, it'll chop it right off.
This is unbelievable. Can I marry it?
That might be frowned upon, but we do have animals that, you know, claim it as their best friend.
Yeah. I have an idea that you're working on robotics that'll answer my question someday. Anyway, how do dogs respond to it?
You know, typically we've seen dogs look at it the first time that it's out there, and they may kind of stand in front of it. If it bumps into a dog, it just kind of turns around, it lightly taps, it turns around and goes somewhere else. And then they tend to ignore it from there on.
And how heavy is the actual unit? I guess it depends on what size you're getting.
It does. I mean, it's pretty light. You can pick it up and move it from place to place. If you do pick it up, the blades stop immediately. So there is no fear of that. But it is, you know, you can carry it around.
Oh, my God. What I like about this immediately is that my lawn gets chewed up sometimes when it's a little soft and it's rained a lot because the lawnmower is so heavy. And if you have your lawn professionally done, those tractors will tear up your yard guaranteed. So this is a nice way out of that. I like it.
Okay. That's right. Sometimes when the grass is soft, you need to switch to a push mower, right? Because that zero turn will just sink right in. But the auto mower, because it's so light, you can run it even if you've had a downpour right before, and it will just continue on and not do any harm.
Wow. I don't know if I want to do prices on the air, but is it affordable? Or are there some ways to make it affordable?
Yeah, so it varies in price based on the model and how much grass you want to cut. Obviously, you know, in your case where you have a landscaper, it certainly pays for itself very quickly. But, we also always have financing options, things like that.
That's amazing. How is it? Is it available in stores or online? How do you do this?
Yeah, so you can go to automower.com, and we have a lot of videos and tips on there about figuring out which mower is right for you, depending on your grass type and your yard size, and then you can purchase right from us, or, you know, there are some retailers or dealers that have it in-store as well.
Wow. You're giving people their weekends back. Do you realize that?
I know. It's very exciting for all of us.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else that I need to know? Because I think I know a lot now. But what else would prompt me to go, whoa?
I think it's just, you know, the fact that you can sit there and on your porch and watch your lawn get cut every day. It also is almost silent. So most people run it at night. So, you know, especially because it can get wet. And so you don't even hear it. And I think, you know, with people being home and working from home and used to the sound of either a landscape crew or their spouse cutting the grass, this is just such a game changer in its sound. I don't even know mine's out running until I notice it out the window.
Okay. You got me. One more time, the website.
Automower.com.
Lauren, thank you so much for the information. This is cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, then. Well, thanks for joining me today. This has been very, very nice. This has been very pleasant. Did you like the soft background music? I didn't hear any soft background music. What the hell's wrong with my speakers? There was no soft background music. Did you enjoy the wine and the cheese? You didn't like the cheese? You didn't like the fromage? Oh, come on, man. I go out of my way to entertain you. And you don't like the wine or the cheese. Well, that's a slap in the face to me. See if I do that again. Next time I'm just going to do a show and I won't offer you any food or drink. That's it. That's about it. You're done. All right. I'm out of here for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, well, I wish you peace.